And there's two men on it. Ben was a real estate. He owned, he had it for listed. And a fellow by the name of Harris had it listed. I talked to Ben and asked him what I could buy that 4 acres to join me there on the south for it. He says, I'll sell it to you right. I said, he says, I'll take $1,800 for it. Mm-hmm. He says, I'll take $2,800 for $700 an acre. Mm-hmm. 4-7 would be 28. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'll take $2,800. I said, it's pretty high, ain't it? He said, oh, he said, it's cheap enough, he says. Well, I said, how long you give me to study on it? Would you give me till 1 o'clock today? That was about 9 o'clock in the morning. And he said, yeah. He said, I'll give you till 1 o'clock to make up your mind. Somebody else comes along wants it, I won't let them have it till you make your mind up at 1 o'clock. And I said, okay. Come home and talk to Wyman. She says, you better buy it. But I wanted to, while I was hitting that, I was wanting to see Harris and see what his kind of price
he had
on
it.
I was going to buy it from a man that is the cheapest, of course, but he won $4,000.
We did. Uh-oh.
And I said, well, I'll see you later. I didn't tell him I wouldn't. Hey, I wouldn't, but I didn't tell him I would. But I knew I wasn't going to, I was going to take the $2,800 bid on it.
So you did that.
And so at noon, I'm in the bathroom shaving, and I'm going to go back up. It wasn't but more than 12:30. It wasn't much more than 12, between 12 and 12:30. And I heard somebody knock on the door there, and I heard my wife talking to somebody, and I got it come out, and it was Ben. That was the man that I'd talked to. And he says, come over and tell you, Lee, I'm going to Little Rock, and I'll go down by that man that owned that, lived between here and Little Rock, somewhere down there. He says, I'll bring your deed back if you want that. Well, I said, I just fixing to come up town to tell you I'd take it. And I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with you up there, and me and you will go in the bank, and I'll write a check for $2,800 for this land, and I'll give it to the Lon Jones. He's a cashier. He was the president of the bank. I said, I'll give it to him, and I'll tell him whenever you bring a deed in, a good abstract deed, for him to just give you the check for the deed. And I bought 160 acres land that same way.
Oh, you did?
And I knowed Lon, and he knew me. And Ben says, that's just the way to do it. He says, that'll ensure that man that if I've got the check here in the bank waiting for me when I bring a deed in, that'll convince him that it's a trade. And so he brought the deed back. And so I went up and got the deed and turned the check over to him. And so I'd been about 6 years now, maybe 7 years, I don't know, I couldn't say exactly. It's gone up that much.
It gone up that much just in that
length of time. I paid $700 an acre, and I bought this less than $100.
For less than, just the adjoining land. You
just the adjoining land.
Just that much more.
But I bought that, and I made a subdivision out of it, and I made plenty of money.
Sure, I guess you did made a subdivision.
Yeah, I made over $11,000 clear money.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I sold them a lot in line where the rest of them are selling, too. And I still got the best lot left, too. It's included. I wouldn't take $10,000 for it this morning. I could have got it several times. I've got that lot right there. And then I've got 4 acres here, and it ain't subdivided. It's still in farmland.
Oh, it's still in farmland. That was the first 4 acres that you had.
4 acres I bought.
That you bought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has it made a lot of difference since the lake was built here?
Oh, yes. That's when it started.
Oh, that's when it started getting
big. Yeah, when that North Fork Lake was built.